今天正道的经文是《出埃及记》20章。神吩咐这一切的话说，我是耶和华你的神，曾将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来，除了我以外，你不可有别的神，不可为自己雕刻偶像，也不可做什么形象，仿佛上天下地和地底下水中的百物，不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他，因为我耶和华你的神是祭邪的神，恨我的，我必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三四代。爱我、守我诫命的，我必向他们发慈爱，直到千代。不可妄称耶和华你神的名，因为妄称耶和华名的，耶和华必不以他为无罪。当纪念安息日，守为圣日，六日要劳碌做你一切的工，但第七日是向耶和华你神当守的安息日。这一日，你和你的儿女、仆婢、牲畜，并你城里寄居的客旅，无论何工都不可做，因为六日之内，耶和华造天地海和其中的万物，第七日便安息。所以耶和华赐福与安息日，定为圣日。当孝敬父母，使你的日子在耶和华你神所赐你的地上得以长久。不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可做假见证陷害人，不可贪恋人的房屋，也不可贪恋人的妻子、仆婢、牛驴，并他一切所有的。众百姓见雷轰、闪电、脚声、山上冒烟，就都发战，远远的站立，对摩西说，求你和我们说话，我们必听，不要神和我们说话，恐怕我们死亡。摩西对百姓说，不要惧怕，因为神降临是要试验你们，叫你们时常敬畏他，不致犯罪。于是百姓远远地站立，摩西就挨近神所在的幽暗之中。
The Bible reading today is from Exodus chapter 20, verse 1 to 21. And God spoke all these words, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven or above, or on the earth beneath, or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them.For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of their fathers to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name.Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or daughter, nor your manservant or maidservant, nor your animals or the alien within your gates. For the 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day.Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. You shall honor your father and mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house.You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his manservant or maidservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. When the people saw the thunder and lightning, and heard the trumpet, and saw the mountain and smoke, they trembled with fear. They stayed at a distance and said to Moses, Speak to us, and we will listen, but do not have God speak to us, or we will die. Moses said to the people, Do not be afraid. God has come to test you, so that the fear of God will be with you to keep you from sinning. The people remained at a distance while Moses approached the thick darkness where God was.
这个是给厨房的人听的，他们没有机会坐在大家当中听到，所以特别安排一个音响在那边，所以大家觉得这里有 microphone， 怎么身上还要带一个？因为这里是一个小的安在那边。好，弟兄姊妹们平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
这些日子我们一直在讲论关于神的子民的操练问题。
And so these days we have been discussing the issue about training.
在以色列人出埃及的过程里边
，in the journey that the Israelites took when they came out of Egypt，
其实是预表着基督徒的属灵生命。
It actually represents our life as a Christian, our journey.
这个埃及是代表着世界。
Egypt represents the world.
那么迦南地是代表着将来我们要回的天家。
And the land of Canaan represents our heavenly kingdom where we will go.
那么我们蒙恩得救以后，在整个新约时代的过程里面。
And as we received our grace, this whole journey in the New Testament.
非常重要的是我们的生命在这中间要被操练。
An extremely important aspect is that our lives must be built.
那么今天呢，我们就讲到以色列人来到西奈山了。
And so in this passage,The Israelites have come to Mount Sinai.
圣经里边告诉我们，这个是他们走了三个月的历程。
In the scripture, it took them 3 months' journey.
上一次我们讲到身份和使命的认知。
So last time we spoke of identity and mission.
那么前三个月的经历对于这个认知很重要。
And so the 3 months prior to this are very important.
使他们知道他们要属于谁。
And so they should know who they belong to.
原来他们在埃及是做奴隶的。
Before they were slaves in the land of Egypt.
刚才我讲过，这个奴隶制是最好的制度。
Before we spoke that slavery is the best government system.
这个但是他为什么不好了呢？
But why did it become bad?
所以神把以色列人从埃及为奴之家拯救出来了。
And so God rescued the Israelites out of the hand of their slavers.
因为以前他们是奴隶。
Because before they were slaves.
做奴隶不好。
Being a slave is bad.
所以要使他们得救。
And say, so he rescued them.
其实并不是做奴隶不好。
It's not that being a slave is bad.
关键是那个奴隶主不好。
It's that the slaver is bad.
所以他们在那种的奴隶主的手下。
And so when they were controlled by that slaver.
生活得很痛苦。
Their life is very difficult.
他们被欺压。
They were suppressed.
被剥削。
They were bullied.
所以他们不行，他们要得着自由。
And so they must reach their freedom.
所以神就把他们拯救出来了。
And so God rescued them.
那么当他们拯救出来以后，上次我们提到他们是一个从以色列整体的这个民族。
And last week we spoke of Israelites as a whole.
成为属神的子民。
As a clan of people who belong to God.
成为属神的国度。
As a country that belongs to God.
是一个祭司的国度。
A nation of priests.
所以从这里我们就知道，哦，原来他们的身份是这样被拯救出来的。
And so that is the identity that they were rescued as.
那么当神把他们从埃及地里边拯救出来的时候
，And so when God brought them out of the land,
神说你得了自由了。
God said you are free.
成为自由的人了。
You have become free people.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫自由
？What does free mean?
什么叫自由
？What does it mean to be free?
今天我们很多人，很向往自由。
Today many people wish for freedom.
原来我在中国的时候，据说是有一首诗。
Yeah, in China there was a poem.
我不知道这个他能不能翻译啊？这个他说：“生命诚可贵，爱情价更高。若为自由故，二者皆可抛。”啊，
A lovely poem.
就是说生命和爱情虽然是很重要的。
So even though life and love are very important.
如果没有自由，这两样都失去意义。
Without freedom, they are meaningless.
这话说的是对。
That this is true.
如果你的生命是没有自由的生命，
If your life is without freedom,
你的生命是没有意义的。
There's no meaning to it.
如果你的爱是被强迫的，
If your love is forced,
那爱是没有价值的。
That love is
meaningless. 所以生命爱必须有自由作为基础，它才有价值。
And so life and love must be built on freedom to be meaningful.
那么起初神把这个自由的生命赐予了人类。
And so God gave us a free life.
为的就是要叫我们的生命能够体现出它的价值。
So that our life can live out its meaning.
使我们的爱能够真正的有意义。
So that our love can have meaning.
能够跟神之间有一个有价值的互动关系。
It can be a worthwhile relationship with God.
但是这个自由是不是指的我们就可以为所欲为呢？
But does the freedom mean you can do whatever?
原来不是这样。
That's not the case.
那为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们建立在关系的里面。
Because we are in a relationship.
因为我们在关系里边必须要有规则。
If we're in a relationship, there must be rules.
如果没有规则的话，这个关系就会混乱。
Without rules, the relationship will be chaotic.
就会导致伤害。
There will be harm.
所以自由不是一个绝对的概念。
So freedom is not an absolute concept.
我们一直在教会里边强调一个很重要的概念。
And we really emphasize a certain concept.
就是自由是从哪里出来的？
So where does freedom come from?
哎，自由是从约束出来的。
Freedom comes from being restrained.
你必须要被真理来约束。
You must be restrained by truth.
然后你习惯于被约束。
Once you are used to being restrained,
然后你才能够真正得到了有自由的生命。
Then you can truly have a free life.
所以自由不是为所欲为。
And so freedom is not willful.
我们讲过任何一个讲过另外一个重要的概念。
We spoke of another concept.
为所欲为的自由。
Free willful freedom.
是一个失去自由的自由。
Is a freedom that will lose its freedom.
是一个自杀性的自由。
Is a suicidal freedom.
这个就好像我们开车。
Just as if when you are driving.
什么样的人能够自由地开车？
Which person can freely drive?
是习惯于被交通规则约束的人。
The one who is used to following the road laws.
而不是说你想怎么开就怎么开的人。
And not the one who wants to drive however he wants to.
所以你想怎么开就怎么开。
If you drive however you want.
那就是你失去开车的那个权利的那个自由。
You will lose the power to freely drive.
对不对？甚至于是可能是自杀性的自由。
You may even be very harmful to yourself.
那为什么是这样呢？
Why is it so?
因为马路上不是只有你一辆车。
Because on the road, there is not only you.
因为有很多车在马路上。
There are many drivers.
所以必须要有规则。
And so there must be rules.
所以以色列人从埃及被拯救出来了。
So the Israelites have been rescued from slavery.
从被这个罪恶统治之下的奴隶制里边得了自由。
From being oppressed by sin, they have received freedom.
但是他们并不是说他们就可以放纵了。
It doesn't mean they can do whatever they want.
而是他们要成为神的子民的时候，要被神的真理来约束。
But when they become God's citizens, they must be controlled by His truth.
为的是让我们与神之间与各方面的关系能够美好和平的共同生活。
So that our relationships with God and with each other can be beautiful and peaceful.
那么今天我们作为神的儿女，
Today, as children of God,
作为一个基督徒，
as a Christian,
圣经也告诉我们，
the scripture tells us,
基督来了是要叫我们得着自由，
the Lord came so that we can become free.
同时他又告诉我们，我们是真理才能让我们能够得着自由，
only the truth can set us free.
那么以前的时候我们是不自由的。
Before we were not free.
你说我怎么不自由啊？我在 Australia, 我有很多自由啊。
How was I not free? I'm in Australia, I can do many things.
圣经说我们是被罪恶辖制。
The scripture says you are oppressed by sin.
这个被罪恶所奴役。
You are slaved by sin.
所以我们没有犯法不犯罪。
And so it is impossible for you to not sin.
罪是什么东西呢？
What is sin?
就是违背上帝律法的行为。
Sin is the act of rebelling against God.
那么罪的 实际内容是什么呢
？And what are the practical issues of sin？
就是关系的伤害。
Everything that damages relationships。
那么罪的结果是什么呢
？And what is the result of sin？
就是我们在上帝面前被定罪而死亡。
Is that in the sight of God you are condemned to death？
就灭亡了。
And you will be destroyed.
所以这是我们以前的状况。
This is the state that we were in before.
简单的描述就是我们死在我们的罪恶过犯的里面。
In a simply speaking, we were dead in our sins.
那以前是这样的。
That is how we were before.
那么现在我们成为一个基督徒。
And now as a Christian.
借着我们的认罪悔改。
Through our repentance.
那么神的救赎和赦免临到了我们。
The salvation of God has come upon us.
那么不算我们为有罪了
so we are not with sin anymore.
所以把我们从罪的那一个奴役之下释放
And so from the slavery of sin we have been released.
圣经上说这并不代表说我们就可以放纵情欲为所欲为
The scripture says this does not mean we can let our desires go free and do whatever we want.
而是我们要进入到一个被真理约束的状况里边。
That we should enter in where we should be controlled by truth.
只有我们习惯于被真理来约束。
Only when we become used to being in truth.
我们才能够幸福美满的生活在一起。
Can we truly happily live together?
那么真理是什么
？What is truth?
今天有一句话在我们今天读的第一句话非常重要。
The very first part of our scripture is very important.
出埃及记第二十章第一节。
Exodus chapter 20 verse 1.
说神吩咐这一切的话。
God spoke all these words.
弟兄姊妹这句话为什么那么重要
?Why is this important?
这句话重要吗
?Is it important?
太重要了。
Of course it's important.
因为很多人只讲下边的内容
Because many people focus on the contents
却忽略了讲这第一句话
But forget the first sentence
为什么第一句话很重要
Why is the first sentence important?
因为它是后边这些话的权威的基础
Because it qualifies the truth of everything that follows
这次我们去蒙甘比亚去跟那边的弟兄姊妹传福音
Recently we went to evangelize to the brothers and sisters in Mount Gambia
那么有一天晚上我们讲完了
On one night after we had finished,
有一位朋友在下边讲话。
One friend was speaking.
他说，因为你是基督徒。
He said, because you are a Christian.
所以你认为圣经是真理。
So you think the Bible is truth.
他说，有一些人是佛教徒。
Some people are Buddhists.
他们认为佛经是真理。
They say that their scripture is the truth.
有一些人什么都不信。
Some people don't believe anything.
他们认为科学是真理。
They believe that science is the truth.
那么穆斯林认为古兰经是真理。
Islam believe that the Quran is the truth.
其实呢，公说公有理，婆说婆有理，怎么翻译
？Actually, everyone believes what he wants to believe.
Good. 他们都觉得自己是真理。
They all think that they have the truth.
他就说呢，实际上这个世界上并没有真理。
Actually, there is no truth.
后来我就问他这句话，我说你说的这句话是真理吗
？And is that the truth?
其实这个世界上是有真理的。
Actually, there is truth in the world.
真理在哪里
？Where is it?
真理在真理的本体那里。
Where it is from the origin.
真理的本体是哪一位
？Who is the origin of truth?
就是使世界存在、有命定世界法则的那一位。
It's the one who created and set the rules of the world.
所以那个命创造和命定的那一位，就是真理这个世界存在的。真理的本体
The one who created and set the world, he is the origin of truth.
因为是从他的真理的里面发表出来，才创造了宇宙万物。
Because it is from his truth that the universe was created.
所以从他的真理里边才产生了这个世界一切的法则。
And so from his truth, all rules in the world were set.
我们今天讲信仰。
Today we speak of faith.
信仰是什么
？What is faith?
信仰就是我们用信心来仰望那一位。
Faith is us using our heart to look to Him.
又是我们的 faith 用我们的信心来仰望 ，look up to Him. 那么他是谁
？Who is He?
他是谁？他是至高的创造者。
He is the great creator.
只有他 是一切我们想寻求真理的那个源头。
He is the origin of all the truth that we see.
这个世界的运作为什么是这样的？
Why does the world work the way it does?
人和人之间的关系为什么是这样？
Why are the relationships between people?
谁有资格说这句话呢？
Who has the right to say these things?
我不知道我们在座的各位现在还有没有人在为同性恋的问题在挣扎？
Are many people still struggling with the issue of homosexuality?
同性恋到底对还是不对？
Is it right or wrong?
谁说了算？
Who has the right to say?
谁说了算？他说了算。
God has the right to say.
是造物者说了算。
The creator has the right to say.
为什么？
Why?
因为是他创造的吗？
Because he made it.
他知道人的本性是怎么回事吗？
He knows the origin of what is the nature of people.
所以只有他才知道人如何的法则才能够和平地生活在一起。
He knows how we should properly behave to live in peace.
任何其他人说了不算。
No one else has the right to say.
所以当我们用信心来仰望他的时候，
And so when with our faith we look up to him,
这成为我们的信仰。
This is our religion.
所以我们在这里说，信仰的第一重要性是什么来着？
So what is the most important thing of our?
是信仰对象的正确性。
Is the correctness of our person.
还不是我们信仰的虔诚。
And not how much we have faith.
那么先定准我们信仰的对象。
So first we should know the person that we believe in.
确认我们信仰的对象的正确性。
We should know if they are true or not.
然后把你的虔诚放进去。
And then we can put our faith in.
那么这个就对了。
That is correct.
所以在今天的这个我们的经文的里面的第一句话。
So the very first sentence in our scripture today.
神吩咐这一切话。
God spoke all these words.
其实我们说这句话的时候我们应该怎么样？
What should we say when we read these things?
我们大家应该起立。
We should stand.
其实这都不够。大家应该马上跪下来。
We should kneel.
因为这是耶和华上帝所吩咐的话。
For these are the words that the Lord God spoke.
你知道这个当我看我很喜欢看这个皇帝的电影。
Sometimes we watch the historical films of the emperor.Empress.
那里边反映了很多很重要的道理。
And there are many important concepts in there.
现在好莱坞的电影没有什么好看。
Now the movies are not very interesting.
这个不是 interesting 啊，他们里边的真正的道理太少。
There's not much meaning behind the movies.
技术很高。
The skills are very good.
道德很混乱。
But the morals are very confused.
这个里边的内容很空洞。
The
没有什么好看。
There's not much content in there.
那么当我看到这个你像这个如果一个钦差到某一个地方去。
And so when I say that someone has been sent to somewhere.
Been sent by the emperor to somewhere. 那么我不知道钦差用英文怎么讲啊。那么当他们到了一个地方的时候。
So when they arrive there.
你发现那些人看到啊什么什么人来了怎么回事。
The people will be, ah,、oh, somebody has come, whatever.
这个大家都很随便。
Everyone will be very casual.
这时候他打开小包袱
and then he will open his package.
然后拿出来一个黄颜色的东西
there will be a golden colored thing.
然后说某某人停止
everybody listen.
大家都在那干什么忽然间停止跪下了
and everybody will kneel.
然后这个就开始什么什么奉天承运皇上诏曰了
and read the emperor's command.
你看到那个时候的人不管你是多么高级的官员。
In those days, whatever noble, whatever class you were.
不管你是多么桀骜不驯，多么这个性格多么激烈的人。
It didn't matter your nature or your personality.
当这个一打开的时候。
As soon as the emperor's scroll is opened.
通通跪下。
Everyone must kneel.
不跪下怎么办？
What happens when you don't kneel?
啊？不跪下怎么办？先斩后奏。
Execution.
所以没有人在那一个皇旨面前敢于反抗。
So nobody would rebel in the face of that.
为什么？
Why?
因为认知那个东西的权威太厉害。
Because they admit the authority of that person.
当年摩西来传讲这个信息的时候。
In those days when Moses came to speak these words.
因为神看不见。
Because they could not see God.
所以就像我们现在我们都耶和华吩咐神吩咐这一切的话。
As today when we read the words that God spoke all these words.
你发现我们什么反应？
What is our response?
我们什么反应都有。
No response.
有的笑。
Some people laugh.
有的在那歪着。 有的人这样看，好像我们不严重。
Very casual response.
为什么我们觉得不严重？
Why is it so?
因为我们没有看见他。
Because we can't see him.
当时的以色列人很严重。
Those days it was very serious.
这个在第十八节以后。
In verse 18,
他们众人看见雷轰闪电脚声山上冒烟。
All the people witnessed the thunder and lightning, the sound of the trumpet and the mountain smoking.
大家什么反应？
What was their response?
发颤。
They were scared.
什么叫发颤？
What does it mean to be scared?
对不对？那个不是他们还没来得及跪下。
They were not ready to kneel yet.
但是他们心里面知道这个向他们讲话的是谁。
But in their hearts they recognize who is.
神要使以色列人看见二十章第一节说话的这个权威到底是怎么回事。
God wants to let them know the authority of who is speaking.
所以神用这样的方式向以色列人显现。
And so God used this method to reveal himself to the Israelites.
今天我们希望这样吗？
Today, should it be the same?
有些人就说，哇，上帝你这样显现一下，大家就都信了。
Some said, oh God, you should reveal yourself and everyone will believe.
可是现在神不这样显现了。
But God will not do that.
为什么？
Why?
神不愿意用现象来震慑我们。
God doesn't want to hurt us with images,
而是用他的真理来折服我们的心。
But he wants to move our hearts with his truth.
因为当那个念黄榜、念这个叫什么圣旨的念完了。
But when that one finishes reading the emperor's command,
卷起来了。
He rolls up the scroll.
那些人站起来又和原来的样子一样了。
Everyone will go back to how they were.
表面上服了。
In the image, it seems like they obey.
他们内心里边如果不服气的话，
But in their hearts, if they don't obey,
那是没有用处的。
It has no effect.
今天神不让我们只做那个表面的现象。
And today God does not want us to be on the image.
你心里边在跟他跪的时候，比形式上你在跪的时候，
When you in your actions you are bowing.
你心里边说你这个混蛋。
But in your heart you rebel.
有什么用？
What is the purpose?
今天即便我们肉体上不跪。
Today, even if our flesh does not bow,
但是我们的内心里边在向他跪。
But our hearts will bow.
神要的是这个。
That's what God wants.
所以今天神不再用当年神向以色列人显现的那种震慑性的场面。
And so God does not use the same method to reveal himself to us.
是让我们用心思意念好好想清楚来面对这件重要的事。
That in our hearts and minds we can carefully know.
所以弟兄姊妹要明白神吩咐这一切的话，这个神吩咐这个字的重要性。
And so, brothers and sisters, we should recognize how important the words God spoke.
那么接下来是整个神律法的总纲。
And so, in the following, we see the summary of God's law.
大家都知道这个叫十条诫。
These are known as the Ten Commandments.
那么神当年把这个借着摩西讲出来以后。
In those time after Moses said these things,
神呼召摩西上山。
God called Moses up to the mountain.
神亲自用他的指头把十条诫的内容写在两块法板上面。
And he personally wrote the law on two pieces of stone.
然后把它放在这个后来摩西为上帝所创造的约柜的里面。
And he put them in the Ark of the Covenant.
那么来把这个总纲放在那里，作为神和以色列人立约的那一个凭据。
So that it is an evidence of the covenant between God and people.
那么今天我们称为神的儿女。
Today we are called God's children.
我们所承受的是同样的律法的内容。
We follow the same contents of the law.
因为神创造的我们从来没有变过的。
For God, the fact that He created us is still the same.
所以我们遵循的法则从创世以来都是一样的。
And so the laws that we should follow are the same since creation.
但是旧约之所以结束了。
But why has the Old Testament finished?
并不是律法错了。
It's not that the law was wrong.
而是因为人缺乏生命的力量来遵守那个约。
But that people do not have the power to follow the law.
旧约结束。
And so the Old Testament finished.
是表示因律法得救那个方法结束了。
And so the method of being saved through the law is over.
那么今天我们是因着信靠着耶稣基督的拯救使我们能够达到神对我们的要求。
And so today our faith in Christ allows us to receive God's power.
但是律法的标准仍然是一样。
But the law is still the same.
那么神在我们生命上希望我们能够像他那样的完美的希望是一样的。
And the desire of God that we should have a complete life is still the same.
只是当我们做不到的时候，
Only that when we can't do it,
神饶恕我们。
God forgives us.
神帮助我们。
God helps us.
所以今天我们来了解旧约的律法，
仍
价值 仍然是一样的。
Today there is the same value in us understanding the law of the Old Testament.
那么在神给摩西的法版。
And so when God gave him the commandments,
那么当时是写在两块石板上面。
In those days, it was written on two stone tablets.
那么这两块石板是前五诫和后五诫。
It's two stone tablets, the first five and the second five.
那么前五诫是关于人与神的关系。
The first five represent our relationship with God.
那是信仰。
That is, faith.
后五诫。
The second five
是人与人的关系
regard people's relationship with each other.
那是我们的生活
That is our life.
所以信仰在先
So faith is first.
因为信仰才定了我们人本身是是怎么样的心态
So faith determines the attitude of our life.
是怎样的生命
What is our life?
然后我们才活出来
And then we live it out.
所以旧约和我们新约的不同点在哪里呢
So what is the difference between Old Testament and New Testament?
旧约是有律法
The Old Testament has the law
但是缺乏生命
But has no life
新约是有律法
The New Testament has life
再加上生命
And has a law also
加上 life 我们有 law 然后有 life 旧约是 law 没有 life 所以那时候耶稣还没有来还没有重生得救圣灵还没有降下来所以旧约和新约的差别的重点是在这儿
So in the Old Testament Jesus had not come so the law was not complete and in the New Testament as Jesus has come we have life in the law
好现在我们花一点时间来看这十条诫
So let us consider the contents of the
因为我们时间不多我们只能够概略的来说一下
So let us quickly summarize the contents
那么在十条诫里边第一诫
The first commandment
是除了我以外，你不可有别的神。
You shall have no other gods before me.
那么第一，这条诫命是一个客观事实的陈述。
This is an admittance of a truth.
因为客观上它就是没有别的神。
Because truthfully there is no other god.
那么如果你有别的神
，If you have another god，
那一定是个假神。
It has to be a fake.
那么为什么不能有假神
？Why can't we have fakes？
就是你不能把一个错误的、不存在的，把它立为至高者。
Because you cannot put something that does not exist as the high one.
所以错误的那个对象
，a wrong faith，
你不能去依靠它。
You can't rely on it.
那么它里边没有真理。
There is no truth in it.
你按照它的这个原则来生活，那你一定错误的。
If you follow it, you will definitely be wrong.
我曾经讲过一个问题。
Before I spoke of a certain
佛教应当劝向中国人，特别是向中国、向全世界的人道歉。
Buddhism should apologize to all people in the world.
为什么
？Why？
因为他们把不是神的人立作神。
Because it made people who are not God into God.
他们把不是真理的当作真理。
It made that which is not true true.
那么这个是最祸害人的东西。
That is the worst thing.
因为人。不能依靠一个不能依靠的对象。
Because people cannot rely on something unreliable.
如果我们说你饿了
，If we said you are hungry，
我们画一个饼给你吃行吗
？Can I draw a piece of bread for you？
不行的。
No。
可以，那因为那是假的，那不能解决问题。
Because that will not solve the problem。
所以我们把一个错误的神当作神。
And so if we put something that is not God into God，
是最严重的问题。
That is the worst thing。
咱们中华民族到今天
，The people of China today，
越来越麻烦。
There is more and more problems.
越来越痛苦。
There are more and more sufferings.
问题的关键就出在这第一诫上面。
The problem is in this first commandment.
因为我们没有搞准那一位至高者是谁。
Because we do not understand who is the most high one.
我们也没有搞准到底这个至高者给我们的法则应该是什么。
And we do not understand what are his commandments for us.
所以我们遵循的法则是错的。
And so all the rules that we
follow are wrong. 我们依靠的对象是错的。
All the people we follow are wrong.
后来我们依靠了毛泽东。
And finally we rely on Chairman Mao.
这个毛泽东死了。
And now he has died.
怎么办？
What should we do?
所以76年的时候毛泽东死，举国上下大哭。
So in 76 there was a great mourning.
那么为什么哭？
Why?
其实不仅仅是我们觉得毛泽东这个人死了，我们心里很痛苦。
Not only because we are sad that he has died.
而是我们心中的神没有了。
But that the God of our hearts is gone.
我们整天喊万岁万岁，其实他只活了83岁。
We said 10,000 years, but he only lived 80 years.
所以我们心里边那个偶像破了。
So our idol has been broken.
全中国人民变得六神无主。
All the people of China became without a God.
伟大领袖没有了。
Our great leader.
那谁来带领我们呢？
Who shall lead us?
坏了，所以那一个偶像的破灭
And so that breaking of the idol
是中华民族的一个他痛苦的那个时候的那个表达的原因。
There was a reason for the suffering in China.
所以我们跟随错了这个对象。
And so we have followed the wrong person.
遵循错了那个法则。
Followed the wrong law.
就是咱们中国人悲剧的根源。
That is the tragedy of Chinese people.
所以神第一条法则规定。
And so the first commandment says.
在客观独一的至高者之外。
Apart from the objective true God,
你不能自己再去找一个假的来代替。
You cannot choose another one.
因为这样你必然走向败坏。
Because you will definitely walk to death.
第二件事情就是你不可以雕刻偶像。
You shall not make idols.
就算你雕刻说这个就是创造宇宙万物的上帝。
Even if you say that this idol represents the true God,
那仍然是一个假的。
It is still a fake.
是人为的。
It is one made by man.
为什么人为的不行？
Why is it not okay?
因为它局限了上帝的荣耀。
For it limited God's power.
任何人手的工作能够把上帝的荣耀彰显出来吗？
Nothing made by man can represent God's royalty.
God's glory. 所以他的荣耀是不能透过人的工作来彰显出来。
His glory cannot be shown by man's works.
所以圣经这里用了一个忌邪。
And so here it says a word jealous.
神的本性是忌邪的。
God's nature is jealous.
是不准许人做错的事情。
It does not allow man to do the wrong thing.
这是神的本性表达的第一个重要的本性。
This is a nature of God.
我们继续了啊，不可妄称耶和华上帝的名。
You shall not misuse the name of the Lord.
是表示我们对他要有一种尊敬。敬畏的心。
We must have a worshipful heart to God.
我很感恩今天给我翻译的是我的儿子。
I'm
very thankful for today the interpreter is my son. 他现在在这里是我的翻译，下去他是我的儿子。
So I am translating now and I'm his son.
当他见我面的时候，今天早晨他来了，他给我打招呼说 Hi Dad.
This morning I said Hello Dad.
这个他不能说 Hello Daniel.
I didn't call him by his first name.
所以为什么要这样？
Why is it so?
因为我是他的父亲。
Because he is my father.
所以他要尊重我。
And so I will respect him.
所以神用这一个方式来叫以色列人对上帝有一个尊敬。
And so in this manner, the Lord calls the Israelites to respect him.
因为我们直呼其名，这个不行。
Because we cannot misuse his name.
所以以色列人在用上帝这个字的时候，用神这个字的时候，
And so when the Israelites use the word Lord,
他不用轻易用神这个字。
They do not easily use the word God.
他们甚至于把他们用耶和华这个字。
They use the word Yahweh.
不是 Yahweh, 是 Jehovah.
Jehovah.
那么当他用这个字的时候，是表示自由拥有的他这个名字。
It means he is.
I am who I am.
I am who I am.
那么当他这个字的时候，这在希伯来文他把原文把这个元音去掉。
So in Hebrew, they took out the vowels.
然后只用了辅音。
And use only the consonants.
所以这个读到这个字的时候，因为没有元音，所以不能发音了。
Because there are no vowels, it cannot be pronounced.
所以他们读的时候读到这就过去了。
And so they pass the word when they read.
那么当他们就知道是说谁了。
And so then they will know who they are talking about.
所以他们用主这个字来代替。
Normally they use the word Lord.
所以不尽量的避开直呼其名，
and avoid using God's real name,
为要使他们有一个敬畏的心，
so they can have a heart of worship.
关于纪念安息日，
regarding the issue of the Sabbath,
鼓励弟兄姊妹下个星期天早晨九点钟来查经班。
We encourage everyone to be on time at 9 o'clock for our Bible study.
因为耶稣在世的时候讲过一句非常重要的话。
For the Lord Jesus said a very important thing when he was in the world.
说我是安息日的主。
He said I am the Lord of the Sabbath.
所以这什么意思？
What does that mean?
下一次解释关于安息日这一段经文的含义。
Next week we will discuss the issue of the Sabbath.
在查经班里边。
It will be in the Bible study.
所以在这里我就不事先讲了。
And so we will pass over it this time.
第五戒。
The fifth one.
是双向，就是对神对人双方面都 有用的一件。
A commandment that is important to both God and to people.
那就是孝敬父母。
That is respect your parents.
我们孝敬父母的这个最重要的问题。
The most important issue with honoring our parents.
是认同我们生命的来源。
Is admitting where our life comes from.
因为我们只有知道这个先后的次序。
For only when we know the fore and the behind, the order.
然后我们才能够有敬畏的心
Then we can have a worshipful heart
才能够有虔诚的心
So we can have a faithful heart
在这个旧约的最后一卷书的马拉基书里面
In the book of Malachi
那么上帝说了一句话
God says something
他说神岂不有能这个他的能力的余力能够造多人吗
Does not God have the power to make many people?
但是神为什么只造一个人呢
Why did he make only one?
那么是为要叫他得着虔诚的后裔
So that he can have a faithful descendants
这句话记载在第二章的第十五节
In chapter 2 verse 15
我读中文这儿没读英文啊说虽然神有能的余力能造多人他不是单造一人吗为何只造一人呢乃是愿他能够得着虔诚的后裔二章十五节
So Malachi chapter 2 verse 5 Did not verse 15
Yeah
五千十五节
二章十五节
Malachi chapter 2 verse 15 Did not one God make her Both flesh and spirit are his And what does the one God desire Godly offspring So look to yourselves And do not let anyone be faithless To the wife of this youth
所以在这里我们就明白孝敬父母是神非常看重的人类生命内在的一个动态一个心态
And so we understand that honoring your father and mother is a very important attitude for people
因为神这个父母不单是生了我们的生命
Because their parents not only gave you your life
而且他们辛苦养大
But they raised you
今天是父亲节
And today is Father's Day
这个父亲把生命给了后代
Parents give their life to their descendants
然后用他们的劳作来养育他们的后代
And then raise them with their labor
正常的父亲
A normal father
应当是一个宽广正义慈爱勤劳不知道能不能都翻译出来啊这个就是有这样品格的人
Should be one with the nature of hardworking and honor
那么这样的品格从哪里来呢
Where does this nature come from?
这是从上帝那里来的
From God
上帝让男人的生命里边来承接上帝的形象
God let man receive his image
所以男人要在家里面做家长
So that man should be the head of the house
要成为这个带领这个家庭的人
Should be the leader of the house
要成为见证上帝荣耀形象的那一个
Should be the ones that testify for the glory of God
所以圣经里边把上帝称为天父
And so the scripture says God is our heavenly father
中国人把他称为老天爷
Chinese people say our great father
所以概念是同样
And so the concept is the same
所以这样呢我们孝敬我们的父母
We should honor our parents
和我们尊敬天父
It's the same as honoring our God
是同样的概念
It's the same concept
如果这样的话
If that is the case
我们应有感恩的心
We should have a thankful heart
神就赐福我们
And God will give blessing to us
接下来不可杀人
Next you shall not murder
是对于生命的尊贵性
is a respect to life
不可奸淫
You shall not commit adultery
仍然是生命的尊贵性
It's a response to our respect to life
因为性的关系是产生后代的条件
Because sexual relations cause life
所以性混乱
And so if sexual relations become
就导致了后代来源的不清晰
Then our descendants will not have a clear
所以他不知道他爸爸是谁
So they don't know who their parents are
他怎么能够孝敬他的爸爸呢
How can they honor their parents?
所以这个就代表着如果我们连上帝也不知道是谁 我们怎么来跟从上帝呢
If we do not know who God is, how can we follow him?
所以神规定了性的这个道德法则
And so God set the law for sexual relations
然后不可偷盗
You shall not steal
是表示对别人生活条件的尊重
It's a respect to the life of other people.
所以上帝赋予他什么？
And so whatever God has given to someone else,
那是他的生活条件。
That is for their life.
你不可以用你的方法去抢夺他的那个生活条件。
You should not use your unlawful methods to take their life.
如果你的生活有缺乏，
If you have something you need,
除了你努力工作之外，
other than working hard,
你去仰望那一位创造天地的主。
You can ask the Creator God.
而你不能从其他的东西那里得来。
You can't take it from another method.
所以这个是一个我们共同生存在物质的里面的彼此尊重非常重要的法则。
And so this is a law that shows our respect for our fleshly living.
不可以做假见证去陷害别人。
You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor.
说话诚实。
You should speak the truth.
主耶稣讲，你的话是就是是，不是就是不是。
The Lord Jesus says, your yes should be yes, your no should be no.
不可以多说。
Don't say more.
所以我们诚实讲话是我们生命品格里边最重要的品格之一。
One of the most important aspects of our life is our truthfulness.
因为信讲话就是我们传递信息。
Because speaking is how we pass information.
那么传递信息是我们互相信任的根基。
And passing information is the root of our faith in each other.
如果你的传递的信息是不准确的，
If your information is incorrect,
就影响了我们互相信任的关系。
Then we cannot trust each other.
如果不能建立互相信任的关系，
If we cannot trust each other,
我们就变成了没有关系。
Then our relationship is destroyed.
所以我们说，白色谎言是可以的吗？
And so do we say, is it okay to speak white lies?
No, 不可以。
No, it's not okay.
所以我们的话只有是就是是，不是就是不是。
And so our words, yes should be yes, no should be no.
你不可以讲错误的东西。
You cannot give false information.
因为当你觉得这个东西是白色的谎言是好的话，
If you think this is a white lie, it's a good lie.
那对你是觉得是好的。
Maybe it's good to you.
但对他不一定是好的。
It may not be good to somebody else.
更重要的是，你怎么知道这个事情你需要去说谎呢？
More importantly, how do you know you should lie in this situation?
所以对方就无法判断你说的哪一句话是谎，哪一句话不是谎言。
And so they would not be able to tell if you are telling the truth or not.
所以这样就会导致极大的混乱。
And this will cause chaos.
导致信任。的破灭。
It will cause destruction of your trust.
所以在座的弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
当我们是神的儿女的时候，
When we are children of God,
我们训练我们自己要诚实，
We should learn to be truthful.
同时还要训练我们语言的准确性。
And we should learn to be accurate.
这个我在这个问题上很痛苦。
It's a very difficult problem for me.
因为很多时候我们太习惯于这个随便说话。
Because we have a habit of speaking.
不一定是有意识的说谎。
Without consciously lying.
但是我们随便就说了一句谎。
But we just say a lie.
比方说今天聚会完了。
So let's say for example.
我出去逛了一个某个什么地方去。
After our congregation today, we go outside.
回家晚了。
And I come home late.
我太太就问我，哎呀，今天聚会那么晚啊。
And my wife will say, oh, the meeting was very long today.
我说是，也有很多话要谈嘛。
I said, yeah, there were lots of things to discuss.
就随便就说了一句话。
It's just a casual lie.
说完了以后，我就恨不得扇自己耳光。
Afterwards, I'm very.
怎么搞的？就跟他说嘛。
Why did I just lie?
但是总觉得说跟他说了以后很麻烦，还得解释那么多话，就不要说了，算。
But I thought it's easier to lie, so you don't have to explain everything.
后来偶然间，我太太说一句话。
Afterwards, my wife said something.
她说：“你真的出去了吗？”
Did you really go out?
我说没有了。
I said, I didn't go.
她说没有了，你为什么说有？
Why did you say that you went?
我想，哇，我是一个传道人哦。
Wait,
我居然这样随便说话。
I speak so casually.
怎么可以这样呢？
How can this be so?
是有时候随便就说了。
It seems so casual.
不行。
That's not okay.
所以我们要训练我们自己每一句话过大脑。
And so we should train ourselves to consider everything we say.
所以每句话是就是是，不是就是不是。
Yes be yes and no be no.
那么同时呢，我们也要约束我们的行为。
And we should control our actions.
很多时候谎言是为了遮盖我们行为上的错误。
Sometimes our lies are to cover up our to bad actions.
要想没有谎言，
If you want to be without lie,
必须我们的行为正直。
You should live a good life.
另外就是我们要训练我们的语言。
And we should train our language.
说话要准确。
So we can speak accurately.
表达要准确。
And we can express what we say.
然后最后呢，就是
Finally,
我们不可以贪婪。
You shall not covet.
那么贪婪是我们内心的动机。
Greed is something that we want.
这个 attitude, 我们 inside attitude, 因为这个东西决定了你的行为。
Because these attitudes determine what we do.
所以如果我们只在行为上还好，
If our actions seem to be okay,
可是我们任由我们内心产生贪婪，
But in our hearts we have greed.
这个是我们导致犯罪的根源。
This is the roots of what causes us to sin.
所以我们不要有嫉妒的内心。
And so we should not have a coveting heart.
那么我们看到别人有好的方面的好的东西的时候，
When we see that other people have good things,
我们为他感恩，
We are happy for them.
我们为他祝福，
We bless them.
和他一同欢乐，
And we can be happy with them.
而不允许我们的内心产生为什么他有我没有。
But we don't allow the thoughts of thinking why do they have it and we don't.
因为当这种内心允许这种意念在里边存在的时候，
Because when this concept appears in us and we allow it to happen,
你从内心里边与他的关系已经出问题了。
In your heart, you have broken your relationship with him.
所以下边一切谎言、奸淫、偷盗都是从这个内心的根源里边发生出来的。
And so all lies and thefts and murder will come from this.
所以最后的一戒，
And so the final commandment
是清理我们内心世界的那条戒律，
is to clean our inside.
不允许这样的思想在我们的思想里边扎根，
to not allow these thoughts have roots in our minds.
而且当我们有这些思想在我们里边的时候，
when we have these thoughts in our minds,
我们还会用这种的思想来为我们的行为来解脱。
We will try to escape the consequences of our actions with these thoughts.
我们说为什么我说谎？
Why did I lie?
因为这样这样这样。
Because of so and so reasons.
这个因为的原因，
these various excuses,
就是我们允许这种贪婪的内心在我们里边任意的发酵。
Is that we allow a greedy heart to control our hearts.
所以这个东西甚至于导致我们在犯错和解释错误的里面的那个根源。
And so these things are the root of everything, all the evil things that we do.
所以在这里边我们就把十条诫大概的跟大家来解释了。
And so here we've summarized the Ten Commandments.
然后这十条诫怎么应用呢？
How do we use them?
在后来的圣经的里边都在具体的解释这些应用。
In all the scripture, they practically explain how to live it out.
圣经里边给我们成功和失败的例子。
The scripture gives us examples of success and failure.
让我们在对比的里面来得到智慧。
So in contrasting, we can attain wisdom.
今天我们读了这些的经文。
Today we read these scriptures.
但愿不单单是一个知识存在了我们的脑子里面。
I hope that it can not only be a knowledge in our minds.
我们要把它当作一个权威被我们的生命所接纳。
But that it can control our lives and be accepted by us.
圣经说我们不是听到的有福。
The scripture says it is not just those who hear who are blessed.
而是行道的有福。
But those who do it that are blessed.
在我们所行的事上神要赐福给我们。
And so in everything that we do, God will give us blessings.
神是以色列人自由了。
God allowed the Israelites to become free.
但是要被真理约束。
But they must be controlled by the truth.
基督徒，我们从罪恶里边自由了。
As Christians today, we are free from sin.
我们仍然要被真理约束。
But we must still be controlled by truth.
那么当我们在被约束的过程里面，
And as we are controlled,
感到软弱，
As we learn of our weakness,
缺乏力量，
That we do not have power,
神赐给我们一位圣灵来帮助我们。
God gives us the Holy Spirit to help us.
让我们在软弱的里面，
so in our weakness,
重新仰望神的帮助，
we can look up to God's help.
基督也在施恩的宝座那里愿意向我们施恩，
and the Lord Jesus will look at us,
让我们能够把神给我们的真理在我们生命当中实在的活出来，
so that we can live out His truth.
我们一同低头来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们一同来感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你不单给了我们自由的地位，
For you not only gave us the opportunity to be free,
同时给了我们得自由的法则，
But you gave us a law that allows us to be free.
当我们软弱的时候，
When we are weak,
你又给了我们圣灵，
You gave us the Holy Spirit.
有了重生的生命，
And a new life.
这一切你都赐给了我们。
All of these things you gave to us.
主啊，你呼召我们，让我们和你一同努力。
You call us so that we can work together.
让我们能够得着你荣耀的生命。
And we can receive your glorious life.
愿我们每一个人在你面前，
May every person in front of you.
都和你一同努力。
Work together with you.
使我们一同得着这份荣耀。
That we can receive this glory.
听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayers.
奉恩主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.